In addition, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani has underlined the vital role of women in building a modern and advanced Indonesia. Speaking at the 2025 Kartini Day talk show hosted by Ministry of Finance on state, she says that gender should never be a barrier to contributing to the nation. And Danish Minister of Foreign Affairs, Lars Løkke Rasmussen, signed a bilateral cooperation action plan recently, outlining a strategic partnership for a sustainable and resilient future. The plan of action covers various areas, including economy, trade and investment, maritime and transportation, climate change and green energy transition, environment, food and agriculture, with governance, as well as culture, education and tourism. In a joint press conference in Jakarta, Sugiono stated that the plan of action will further strengthen the partnership between the two nations. That's the news. region Sea West Java, which is famous for its northern coast. Spread by the southern main of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of woven crafts along the street. Woven crafts is fiber that is thought to form an object, such as basket, fan, bag, and even the wall of home. Weaving techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Rajapura. Before selling to the shops along the street of Rajapura, the woven crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Not far from the noisy Rajapura street, it is located a quiet Sukarwas creative village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely pass it. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukarwas creative village, we met
from Tasik Malaya to Halim Perdana Kusuma every day. Then it has also additional route from Tasik Malaya to Halim. We will
high prices, they did find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tentang kita ini sudah modal kan. Basic modal kita, saya aku saja untuk masalah kasus kreatif dan masalah modal dia sudah bisa.
I admit that Tasik Malaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. They were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was not affected the community. We carry out that development of creative industries through the private products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on matters relating to fiscal policy at the time. Many companies ran out of business. Many industries didn't reach because loan repayments are quite large. But the industry in Tasik Malaya continued to run, even and able to support the regional economy. I cannot imagine how about the order. I've got an order once in a month. I have not met customers. I believe. I met them by Facebook, social media. Then I caught them. Then I send the order amount 40 million. This is true. Infopong also has similar experience like Ecovinarco. Lack of messages must be anticipated by finding buyers through internet.
Sekarang jadi bantu sama online. Masih untung sekarang.
Market play online. Then how about? Online market is now big time among public. I also join Lazada, Tokopedia, Shopee online store. I have also added some wallet to foreign countries such as Morocco.
Yeah.
from how to get on set, this speech has not only beautiful white sand, but also a hot land, some caves, and natural wells.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. They are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing. In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor, or Pastor Stone Beach, because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau, or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo, taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has Sambana, Kalatambis Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savannah. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is a natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepared the facilities for boat transportation.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable. Especially when you take a boat to the diving spots, dive under the sea, and see with your own eyes the beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome! The coral reefs in Pulisan are in very good condition, because they are kept sustainable. Ben Hara said, Pulisan Tourist Village forms a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Pulisan, including its coral reefs.
Yes, so we also form a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We form a rescue team. So, we gathered several young people in this village. We train them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility. So, that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So, this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for micro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions, so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later, there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with the regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you have just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village head, Ben Harijarong, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Floor Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Floor Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans,
becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. I said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Karanja Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilets, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Bulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait on. Let's go to Likupang.
Yep, kita berwisata. Mari dong, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
We'll be right back. the line, the line.